Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you. Feel my presence here and now. I am both inside and outside of you. Some part of you feels disconnected from your soul's wisdom, from who you really are. And to this part, the fearful part of you, I seem to be coming from the outside. But when you are tuned into your soul's power and wisdom and light, you know that I am on the inside, really. I am speaking to you, and you remember me as a human being who lived on Earth over 2,000 years ago. But I am present here now as an energy field, a frequency. And this frequency is familiar to you. It's inside you, and it wants to break free from the old. It wants to become more present, more grounded, and that's the only reason I'm here, to help you connect more deeply with this frequency that's already inside you, and to assist you in overcoming the blocks, the fearful beliefs that you still hold on to. And it's important to realize that fear knows how to hide behind rational or seemingly rational beliefs. Like you can tell yourself a lot of things which sound very reasonable and true, but there's often a frequency of fear inside these beliefs that you cannot notice with your mind. So many of you are in the grip of fear-based beliefs, but you don't recognize that they are fear-based. And I now want to address in particular some beliefs that you as lightworker souls hold on to, and that are the result of trauma, of pain of rejection in both past lives and in this life. And one of the beliefs is, I'm not welcome here. People do not understand me. I cannot feel at home here. And many of you entered this lifetime with this emotional and this kind of pattern that has both emotional and mental aspects, and it created resistance in many of you to be here again. So when a belief is based on a trauma, and often these beliefs are born whenever you die in a state of trauma or unresolved emotions. So when you die in a past life, And there's this strong pain and confusion, then it kind of turns into a belief that life on Earth is terrible and that you cannot fit in or no one understands you, that it's a lonely place. So let's take a look at this belief and I invite you to search, to look into yourself and feel if there's this energy there, this combination of emotion and a thought, a belief, which feels like resistance or fear or distrust. I have to hide. It's dangerous to express myself. People will misunderstand me. They will think I'm crazy. And when you sense your own energy field, all of it from head to toe, find this energy block of resistance, of not really wanting to be here on Earth. Distrust. And if you may also go back to the beginning of this incarnation, when you came down to Earth, there was a moment in which you jumped down, so to speak, that your soul came down into the tiny human body and really surrendered to it or had to surrender to it. Because the incarnation process it's like a wave, it's like an energy wave, you go along with it. And when you are still on the other side, there is a moment in which you say yes to it. You agree to it. There's free will. You have at that moment the insight, the knowledge that this lifetime you are about to start, that it offers beautiful opportunities and that you want to solve some things for yourself. But then after you said, yes, I will do it, then a process starts in which you become submerged into the Earth dimension more and more gradually. This often happens, starts before the pregnancy of your mother and during the pregnancy, more and more you become part of the Earth reality again. But then some of you, or many of you, forget this moment in which you decided bravely and full of courage, yes, I want to go there again and address old issues which are still there and find my light, remember myself. So in the process of actually incarnating, you may lose touch with that moment of bright self-realization and try to feel for yourself what it was like for you to really enter the Earth dimension in the beginning of this life. And if you can sense that there was heaviness or resistance or sadness that you encountered and that you at that time couldn't really make sense of, you often carry when you come back to Earth, you meet with the unresolved sadness or pain of past lives. And it can kind of put a veil around you and discourage you. So I'm inviting you now to identify this veil or block that you feel toward life on Earth, and to say hello to it, to have no judgment, and just say hello to it, and to welcome it into your, to welcome it consciously. It was already there in your energy field, but now you meet it with awareness. And you ask it, show me your pain and your hesitations. Why is it difficult for you to be here? And this part of you feels it's impossible to be here. It feels disconnected, unloved. It has painful memories. And it may also be very angry. Why did they do this to me? Why did I have to go through all this suffering, this violence, rejection? It makes no sense to me. And allow this part of you, this blocked part, to really express the emotions that are there. It's always better to face it directly. If not, it will go behind your back, so to speak. You will have these beliefs that you firmly hold on to, but what they really are is traumatized emotions. So stay present with this part that is resisting life and may also feel homesick for another place that you have these memories of realities or dimensions which are of a higher frequency, and things are more harmonious, more beautiful, more sophisticated. But you're here now. And imagine that you stretch out your hand to this angry or sad part of you and tell it, I admire your courage so much. You are truly the most powerful part of me, the part that goes through the emotions, the not knowing, the confusion, the suffering. I thank you for carrying all of this, this burden. And I wish to help you and to be with you and not judge you or reject you any longer. What happens when you are severely rejected is that you lose touch with your own light. You lose touch with your sense of your strength, the knowledge that it's that you are okay, that it's your birthright to be who you are. This unconditional sense of safety and being loved, you lose touch with it. And this is the deepest pain. And then you may look for other people or teachers or spiritual masters to fill up that hole, that sense of, to remove this disconnectedness. But actually, the only thing that can remove it is you yourself, to reconnect with your light. And that's what we're doing now. Acknowledge the part of you that is in so much pain. And tell it how you respect it, honor it. It's also the very human part of you, the vulnerable part. You are a being in a human body with a nervous system, with a very sophisticated, the body is a very sophisticated instrument. It notices everything on an instinctual, emotional level. You sometimes forget that you are human and you feel that you have to achieve a lot, change a lot, accomplish much. But you first need to feel safe. That's a basic condition, to feel at ease with yourself. Now I'm asking you to travel back in time, which you easily can. Your consciousness is free. And go back to this moment when you were still up in heaven, so to speak. The place where you were before you descended down into this incarnation. The moment in which you clearly felt, yes, I will go back. I feel purpose, I feel joy, I feel inspiration. Go back in time. Go to this place of harmony and beauty. And feel how you were aware of your strength and also the possibilities available in this life. And invite this part of you that was knowledgeable and connected, invite it to be here right now. To be present inside you. Welcome it into your energy field, your body, your nervous system, your muscles. To remember who you are. And tell this part of you, you had the knowledge, the overview, you decided to do this, but I, as human being, had to go through all the steps, go back into this emotional turmoil, the density, the fears. Do you know this? Do you know how hard it is to actually go through the human experience? And now witness the reaction of this light part of you. it's your soul, really. And your soul has deep compassion for you, the human being. And the soul, your soul wants to tell you, you are still safe, you are connected. And there is a purpose to going through the human experience. You truly awaken. It may seem that in the higher realms, that when you are there, you are truly awake and connected. But there's not the challenge there that you are facing here. And you may think, well, that's fine. Let me just stay there. But when you truly meet with an awakened human being, you sense a presence there, a level of compassion and depth that is not there in the eyes of an angel. And it may seem strange because angels are supposed to be the highest beings in the universe, flawless, full of love and light. But if you have gone through the whole cycle of lifetime, living in duality and also playing out the dark parts and having committed bad things as well as done good things. So when you have gone through this whole human experience, there is a depth and a level of wisdom inside you that is in the end, that ultimately is deeply creative. As an angel, you have less creative power in a way because you are so good. You need to have a kind of intimate knowledge of darkness, the absence of light. This is very much a part of creation. Just to give an example, if you look at a very powerful work of art, then it often shows you the depth of the human experiences, the deep suffering, but also the triumph and the breakthroughs and this the whole package. And this is, there's something sacred about art, the true expression of human experience, having already partly transcended it, but still, it's still a part of you. There's something so deeply creative and powerful about that, that angels cannot create this. And so you really need to respect yourself as a human being more. This is what you wanted to go through. But at this point, you are able now to allow more of your light, this higher frequency that was there at the beginning of your incarnation, before you actually incarnated, you can allow it in more deeply now. You are in a stage of integration, And although going through heaviness and pain and trauma, past lives, although it has been a necessary part of your journey, you also need to let go of it at some point. And allow lightness and joy to fill you up. So I'm asking you if you can do this right now. Acknowledge that you are a brilliant being, this mixture of good and awful experiences. It also makes you unique. You have gone through your own journey throughout all these lifetimes. You have your unique gifts to share, your sense of humor, your understanding of what people are going through, your creativity, and feel both your feet on the ground and touching Mother Earth, connecting with Mother Earth. And ask yourself now, this belief that I unconsciously carry inside, that I'm not welcome here, that I don't belong here, that it's too hard, too painful to be here. Is it still there, or can I let go of it a little bit? Can I feel that I'm on a truly meaningful journey here? And feel Mother Earth's presence too. Feel how she looks at you, how she welcomes you. One of the things you learn as you go through the whole human experience is to appreciate the beauty and the harmony in nature. Just witnessing life in all of its expressions, in humans, in animals, in flowers, in nature. As you let go of the fearful part of you, you feel more and more at one with life. And you're not looking to change it so much anymore. You're just here to experience it. Even when there are negative emotions, so to speak, or bad moods, or difficult issues you have to deal with, you can accept it as part of the experience here. And you know you have the strength to overcome it. Just tell yourself now, I am connected. I am welcome. I choose this experience. Thank you for being here with me today. It's truly joyful and you as a group being together, we bring down this frequency of remembering, frequency of joy, of love. You help to ground it more deeply. It's a kind of homecoming. Home is not somewhere else. It's wherever you are and allow your light, your deepest being, to be there. Then you are home. Thank you.